This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
There were times, Matt, where I felt like you were kind of sort of coin flipping here between Marvin Harrison Jr. and Rome Odunze as the top wide receiver prospect. You ultimately landed on MHJ, but man, you were extraordinarily high on Rome Odunze. Now, I would say from a county stance perspective, I would say he produced actually close to preseason projections. He was third fiddle in a wide receiver room with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. But I will say how it unfolded and how the Chicago Bears season unfolded certainly made it seem like and feel like Odunze's season was extremely underwhelming. Just 101 targets, 54 receptions, 734 yards. That's tough. Just three touchdowns overall. But again, when you go to the reception perception numbers, there is a lot more to like. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if you go to the profile on the website, you're going to be blown away. But certainly there's a lot of ingredients in here that, man, you just get super excited about what the future may hold for Rome Odunze here in year number two.
Right. I think when we look at the production, we should acknowledge that from a like route standpoint, like how often he played over the course of the season, he ran 620 routes, which was most among the rookie receivers by a lot. The next was Malik Nabers at 551. So, wow. I mean, that's why from like a yards per route run standpoint among the rookies, you know, he's like 12th from a targets per route run standpoint among the rookies. You know, he's eighth behind like Devon Vele and Xavier Worthy and Xavier, like all these guys. So like there's definitely the people who judge it off that are saying, hey, Rome Odunze had a bad rookie season. I think that, look, none of the Bears receivers look good in any of those metrics because it was a poisoned offensive environment with a rookie quarterback who was just in over his skis and was not helped at all. Like they had bad quarterback play in Chicago last year. I'm not saying Caleb Williams is a bad quarterback or will be a bad quarterback, but I think he was set up to fail by what happened last year.
Correct.
And I think we will hopefully see better over the – I'm confident we will see a better designed offense this year under Ben Johnson. But that's why reception perception is critical with Odunze, because we're going to isolate him away from the noise of all of those surrounding variables and the political hierarchy issues in the wide receiver room that we've talked about before, where, you know, it's too like, oh yeah, Rome Odunze yards per route run this. I mean, none of these other rookies played in these circumstances behind two legitimate Pro Bowl receivers.
Right.
DJ Moore didn't play that way last year. Keenan Allen definitely ain't playing that way anymore. Keenan Allen's not on a damn team right now. But that doesn't take away from, again, the hierarchy that is established by having two veterans like that. So, like, my expectations from a production standpoint with Rome Odunze were never high. I had him ranked outside the top 30 fantasy receivers. Had him, you know, in the same tier as Brian Thomas Jr., actually. I drafted way more Brian Thomas Jr. than I did Rome Odunze last year in fantasy because of this stuff. So, but, like, just viewing him in isolation, I think one thing that's interesting is just the role that he played. He kind of spent time at all three positions as a rookie, 58.2% sample snaps on the line, 41.8% off the line, in the slot for 34.2%, backfield for 4.5%, outside 61.3%. So we got a lot of stuff with him as an X, a slot, a Z, a lot of moving around. No real clear roles in this receiver room last year.
Right.
But the overall success rates are really good, specifically against man and press coverage. 72.2% against man, that's a 71st percentile score. Versus press coverage, 78.9%.
Really good.
That is really, really good. If you just look at like where that puts him in the historic database at an 87th percentile mark, we're talking about like Allen Robinson 2015, Terry McLaurin 2020, AJ Green 2015, T. Higgins 2025.
Wow.
Which, by the way, a lot of X receivers there. I do think, I after charting him for reception perception, I think Odunze should be an X receiver, maybe a separate conversation, but I think that's those overall success rates are good. Now, I think the part that's not so great for him and maybe why he pops up poorly in other separation metrics, he mostly faced zone coverage last year because he was moving around, and his success rate versus zone is 52nd percentile, 78.9%. I think that number does need to come up. Yep. I also think some of it is scheme, but I also think Odunze just wasn't always And look, like the coaching was shit in Chicago last year. Sure. He's a rookie receiver. But you know, he wasn't always right and tight. Like, I need to settle down right here. This is where Caleb Williams expects me to be. This is where this zone is going to open up. I need to cross this guy's face instead of going around him, or I need to come back at this angle. What, like, those are things he needs to get better on. Like, the ability to beat zone coverage, I'm not going to say it is a concern, but it was the least inspiring part of his overall profile in year one.
And again, if you're new to Reception Perception, maybe this is the first time you're listening to us. If it is that way, hey, welcome. When we're talking about some of these numbers, I know it can be overwhelming, especially on an audio podcast, but just keep this in mind. The benchmarks we look for at the NFL level, you want to be over 70% success rate versus man coverage. You want to be over 80% success rate versus zone coverage. And you want to be over 75% success rate versus press coverage. Now, Odunze cleared that benchmark against man at 72%, cleared that benchmark against press at nearly 79% success rate. So that's extremely impressive. And then failed to reach that benchmark against zone at just 79%. Now, I would say, I would argue that some of his role, and by the way, guys, you got to keep in mind role and route participation here when we're talking, especially when we're talking about zone, right? If a guy's running a lot of deep routes, it's awfully tough to beat zone coverage when you're asked to run a nine route from the X receiver spot, man. That's tough. That is extremely tough to do, especially in today's NFL. So, you know, if he's slightly below that zone success rate benchmark, maybe that has something to do with it just a little bit as well. But Matt, the one thing I want to talk to you about with Odunze, you talk about him moving all over the field. I didn't really see a lot of him moving all over the field at Washington, right? So I felt like in his rookie season, he was being asked to do things that he had not done in a very long time, or maybe he's never done. So in that way, I was also curious. Like, look, I get it. Chicago's trying to figure out a way to get a top 10 pick on the football field, right? Mm-hmm. They just got to figure out a way. Keenan Allen is there. DJ Moore is there. These guys are Pro Bowlers. Okay, they're going to have their roles, but they got to figure out a way to get a top 10 pick on that football field with Romo Odunze. I understand. But man, if there was some, there's got to be some growth curve here and some allowance for a growth curve when we're talking about Romo Odunze as well.
This is sort of where this is more of a meta conversation. It's one that so we don't need to unpack the whole thing here, but it's something I kind of was pulling on this thread with Robert Mays when I was on his show last year on the Athletic Football Show. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Derek Klassen is the co-host of the show now. But sometimes just like more talent in a wide receiver room is not always the answer. And I think that we saw that in Houston last year, and we saw that definitely in Chicago, because I think that the Bears would have just been better served. I think they would have been better served if they were going to have these three guys to just basically have Odunze be the X all the time and 100%. Keenan Allen be the slot only player.
100%.
But they didn't do that. And I think a big part of that is because, well, DJ Moore was just coming off, and I think this is part of why he was pissed off, seemingly pissed off all last year, was that DJ Moore is coming off the best season of his career as the team's X receiver. So it's like, okay, we just drafted a receiver, ninth overall, who, 84% snaps outside, 67% on the line of scrimmage, and his reception profile from Washington. All right, well, we can't totally just play him at X because, like, DJ needs some X receiver stuff. And, like, but we do kind of want both these guys to get slot reps, too. But, like, Keenan Allen is a slot only player. So then, like, we're getting the worst version of Keenan, like, a worser version of Keenan Allen. You know what I mean? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you got to consider role and deployment and how the room all fits together.
Come on.
Not to mention, like, we have a guy, DJ Moore, who's coming off the best season of his career with the team. We have Keenan Allen, who's a former Pro Bowler. We have Romo Odunze, who was a ninth overall pick. A lot of, like, and I think Rome, actually the rookie, the least of the egos in the room, but a lot of, like, egos to satisfy here. Nobody that's just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to need you to go clear this route out for these two guys here, or I'm going to need you, third receiver, to to, like, go chip on the edge and, like, set a block. Like, it's, again, it's sometimes this isn't always good. I do think – getting Ben Johnson in here and like, let's reset and get the hierarchy set and like get roles set, I think will be critical. I do think Odunze, to your point, James, is probably best as an X receiver. Like, I think having a good X receiver, an Allen Robinson X, a T. Higgins X, and I mean, shoot, definitely an A.J. Green or Terry McLaurin X receiver, like that lists the ceiling of your offense. And the player that we saw Rome Odunze being can be that guy. Like, I'm not saying that let's never get a Odunze slot rep. We do want that, but
of course
we definitely need some damn more layups than we got from him last year. Layups last year. There's a reason when you look at like fantasy points has the uncatchable target stat. He leads all receivers in uncatchable targets as Rome Odunze from a percentage standpoint, because look at his route percentage chart. It's all downfield stuff. He was rarely ever in space. You know, I'm not saying he's going to be Malik Nabers in space, but you still want to get him more than 36% of his catches in space. He's a guy who can be rugged and explosive in the yak game. So just a very inefficient role. But I do think mostly X receiver stuff, near 88th percentile success rate versus press. Awesome contested catch rate, rarely drops the ball. Not saying he was perfect as a rookie, but he more than often won in tight coverage. So, I think that's the best path for him, is to be that type of 100%. X receiver. That's what I kind of expect him to earn that role in Chicago this year.
And I would also say I get it that DJ Moore had a great season playing primarily as an X receiver in Chicago the year prior, but I don't know, from a skill set standpoint, from a physicality standpoint, even, you know, it's like, I mean, have DJ Moore as a flanker slot guy.
I agree. And maybe
get this guy in space. You get DJ Moore in space, and now we're really cooking with gas. So I understand why DJ Moore was frustrated. His effort levels last year weren't that. The body language was not good, man. It was not good from DJ Moore, which is surprising too, because he's been in really bad spots, as we know, when he was with Carolina, and was always a workmanlike player, right? And this was really the first year where we said DJ Moore visibly upset, visibly frustrated. But again, I just think if we get this guy in space, he's a perfect flanker. Perfect. Get this guy in space, man, and let this guy run and let this guy operate. I think that'd be perfect for him. Odunze as your X receiver, I think that's perfect. And then the rest of the room, you just try to find guys that are playmakers. Obviously, they've got a tight end now, a tight end room, actually, to be honest with you, with Loveland and Cole Kmet that can make some plays at tight end. And man, Ben Johnson, I got to imagine, is going to figure out a way to get these guys in the right spots at the right time. And they've got a lot of ingredients in Chicago to make a lot of noise. All right. So we'll look forward to,
by the way, Luther Burden, slot receiver too. You know, right. DJ Moore don't want to do it. We'll see. Maybe Luther Burden wants to do it. We'll see.